This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say, what's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half-time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's a goal! What a goal! It's absolutely world-class from Marcus Tunde!
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flint wins it!
It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes!
Oh, my God!
The Wednesday win!
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name's Dan Forge, and joining me this evening is an old pal of mine, formerly known as the voice of the West Country, probably still is for the next 20 minutes. It's Mr. Dan Waters. He's joining me on... Yes, welcome to Hello from the Other Side. I've got Dan Waters with me. How's it going, Dan? You all right, pal?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Well, just for some of you who might hear any kind of delay or lag, it's because Dan is joining us from Canada, which makes him Canada's most famous living Bristolian. Have you met anybody from Bristol while you've been there?
I haven't. I did meet a man in Niagara Falls. He said, oh, you're from England. And I said, yeah. He said, where are you from? I said, where I'm from. And he said, oh, do you support Bristol City? I'm like, yes, I do. And he knew him from FIFA. That was
All right. Yeah, it's weird what sort of team you pick up that you know random amounts of because of Footy Manager and FIFA and games like that, innit?
Yeah, yeah. People like if they play FIFA, they know the teams. Anything beyond the team name, no idea.
Now, for regular viewers of the show, you will notice that I've had quite a drastic haircut today. Now, Dan, you'll appreciate this, being a bit of a cinephile yourself. Later on this evening, I'm doing my other show, the Be More Super one, and we're interviewing Jamie from Jamie Lee. Shit, I should learn that, shouldn't I? From Sin City, and she's got quite a decent career behind her, and I thought this will make her laugh. So I thought, what I'll do, I'm in the mood for a haircut. I'll get one done. And the most recent movie she's been in is one with what's it called, Crossbones, Frank Grillo, in Marvel.
Yeah.
So I went into the hairdressers today with a picture of Frank Grillo, and this is what I've come out with. I now look like a like a nutcase Jim Carrey right now. Look at that. That is. A lot going on there, isn't there? There's a lot happening.
It's quite, I noticed. It's quite the fade. It's quite the fade.
Yeah. And what I've noticed is that I thought, I don't look like Frank Grillo when I came out of the hairdressers. And that's because I realised very quickly that, like I said, I don't look like Frank Grillo. That's where we are. Now, listen, we're here to talk about the upcoming nuptials between Bristol City and Sheffield Wednesday, where we try and catch up with somebody from the other side, ergo the title. Dan, it's been a few months since last time we spoke. I mean, what sort of season has it been? I mean, what's your expectations? And you know, have you been living up to those in your head?
Ultimately, I think we're in a very similar situation we were to the last time I was on the show. I think we're meeting expectations. I don't think we're exceeding them. We are the most bipolar team. You know, we'll beat Southampton, then lose to QPR. It's that's the kind of season that we're having where you can't call our results. The football isn't the most inspired right now, but I do think, you know, with Liam Manning being as new as he is, it takes time. It takes time. And yeah, I think ultimately we're doing about what we should be doing.
There's been like, you're right, like Southampton can't win every game, ergo QPR can't lose every game. And you guys seem to have been involved in everything that's happened there. I mean, but we've also seen some young managers who have been given high profile jobs in the Championship, such as, you know, like they did at Millwall, like they did at Birmingham. And they've both not been very, very good experiments. I mean, how would you feel that yours has gone?
I think pretty well. I feel really positively. I will admit to not being the biggest fan of Nigel Pearson and finding his public methods at least a bit outdated. Like I can't speak to what happens on the training ground or anything like that, obviously, but publicly I felt he was a bit abrupt at times where he could have been he could have taken a bit more of the responsibility.
Nigel Pearson, sorry Dan, but Pearson to me is an absolute enigma, right? Because he comes across as this guy who is essentially like that version of himself on the podcast Atletico Mint, right? Then who wants a fight type of bloke, and then you know, he's quite curt with everybody. But then when you read his posts on the artist formerly known as Twitter, they're really well spoken, they're really polite, and you're like, who's this guy? Who's writing them for him?
And he seems to be, like, politically quite aligned with myself. Not, you know, he's not this kind of, you know, northern right winger. Do you know what I mean? He's very well spoken. And then he says stupid things like calling a journalist an ostrich and all that kind of stuff. Like, so I'm not devastated that we moved on from him. I felt that it was the cult personality with the fans was really, really strange. It really felt like certain City fans had moved on to being fans of Nigel Pearson because they thought he's a bloke. He's a bloke's bloke.
Yeah.
I don't care about this. I'm not interested. Like, all right, put fucking Zach Dingle in charge then. Who cares? Like, what I care about is what, like, the progression of the club and having a real plan. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised that we moved on from him. Liam Manning, it's really strange to have a manager who's basically the same age as I am. That's the first. But he talks well. I feel like he has a distinct way of playing, a distinct plan. I feel positive.
Yeah, it's sometimes it can backfire having one of these young fancy bastard managers. And like you say, I've just realised today, just after you said that, I'm 9 years older than our gaffer. So that genuinely makes me feel a million years old. In my head, I'm still the guy that had to change my date of birth when I added myself a player on Championship Manager 97, 98. You know what I mean? So let's get into the team then. So this is your team against QPR. That was your last run out, wasn't it? Are we going to see many changes? Because obviously QPR fighting for their life. I mean, all right, credit where it's due. Elias Chair is a very good player. And, you know, if there's any of these sides, such as the bottom half of the table and the bottom end of the Championship, are going to concede, it's going to be against QPR. It's going to be Chair that's going to be the architect of it somewhere. Do you feel like it was just a bad day at the office as well? Or do you feel like, you know, there might be some wholesale changes?
I would be very shocked if there were wholesale changes. I don't think Liam Manning is that kind of reactive head coach. And I think it was a poor day at the office. And I think the way we're playing football right now, it is fairly uninspired. You can see that we are pulling in a direction, but right now it is the football is relatively bland, I think. And with that style of football, you're just as likely to beat Southampton as you are to lose to QPR. I think that's ultimately that's the identity of the team right now. That's where we are. So I'd be very shocked if he reacts in a way. You know, there's not going to be five or six changes. Sam Bell's out for the season. That was announced.
I was gonna ask you about that. How much of a loss will that be? Is that all your goal credibility gone, or do you feel like, you know, you've got enough depth to cover his position?
I think it's difficult to say. I think we've got enough. Sam Bell is a young man who, you know, he's the son of a City legend. So Mickey Bell played left back for us for 7 or 8 years, was really, really well thought of by the club. So I feel like he's at a bit of a disadvantage there to start with, to, you know, live up to his dad's name. He isn't the most productive player in terms of goals and assists. He's a great outlet on the break. So we will definitely miss that. The young lad that we got on loan on deadline day will probably slot into that quite well, who I know very little about, but is apparently rapid. So that's nice. In terms of our goal threat, I don't think it's going to have much of a difference, to be honest. We have basically zero. And that was my biggest disappointment from January, that we didn't address that we don't put the ball in the back of the net as often as we should.
It's a weird one with Bristol City because, like you say, you've taken points off Middlesbrough, who are not easy in this level. They're an established Championship team, and I think it was Knight and James scored that day. And then you've got and then you beat Southampton, who were on an absolute mega streak.
Yeah.
But it's not like you've smashed them and won convincingly. I mean, what was it? Was it 1-0 against Southampton and 2-1 Middlesbrough? Is that correct?
It was 2-1 or 3-1. I can't remember. But yeah, but they were decent wins without being comprehensive.
Yeah, but that says a lot for your defence, right? I mean, surely they've had to put a shift in because Southampton are phenomenal going forward.
Yeah, I think our defence, Rob Dickey in particular, has been a real, real highlight. I think we've looked even more solid since McCrory came in, which is no disrespect to George Tanner, who looked solid himself. Hayden Roberts, I'm not sure if Cam Pring is still missing, but I wouldn't expect him to start if Cam Pring is available. But defensively, I feel really positively about where we're at. We've got we've got players who can come in as well, who are really good replacements. So we've got good depth there. It is just putting the ball in the back of the net. I've been a Bristol City fan since 1996. And I think I'm right in saying in that time, we've had 5 20 league goal scorers, which is what, 28 years?
That's
not enough.
Because my knowledge of Bristol City over the years comes from yourself, right? Given how long we've known each other. But there's if I look back at, because there's a weird bit with Bristol City, because, you know, since you moved away, I know very little about them nowadays. But before that, you had Jeju that was scoring goals. Before that, Bobby Reid. Before that, Nicky Maynard. I'd even argue Lee Trundle, I don't know if he was a goal scorer or a million-pound flop. You know what I mean? But there are Tammy Abraham in the mix of there as well. You've had these players that seem to make a name for themselves and then move on.
Right. And that, I think that's part of it. These guys who've scored, you know, going back to even Leroy Lita. Leroy Lita had I think he scored 24 league goals and then gets snapped up by Reading and goes on, tears up the championship and ends up a Premier League player. Tammy Abraham on loan. Our last, Vyman got 22 a couple of years ago from the wing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would count him as a 20 goal scorer, but he's not playing up front.
Yeah.
To have, I think it's 5 or 6 individuals who've got over 20 league goals, but those.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
Also predominantly come in what is now League One.
Right.
Championship goal scorers, I think it's just Maynard, Vyman and Abraham. So Jeju's best season was 13 league goals, which isn't enough. In 46, potentially 46 games, it's not enough.
Okay. I don't know. I it must be because you're telling me about how great these people are. That's probably why I've heard about them. You know what I mean? It's probably that. Because, like, there's a... I don't know. I feel that Bristol City at the minute are kind of going through a bit of a, you know, the people talk about a consolidation season where they have that bit where they're not going to challenge for playoffs promotion. They're not in the relegation mix. You're kind of having one of them. Is that something that you kind of was, it, you know, were you okay with that? Were you expecting that, especially with the gaffer coming in as he was?
Mm-hmm. I am absolutely okay with it as long as there's a plan at the end of it. And I think mm-hmm. over the last decade, we've had so many different plans. Like City mm-hmm. fans will remember the five pillars, which was from the last time we got relegated to League One, where it was shed salary left and right, pick up young players. And those young players formed the basis of our next promotion team. So that was fine. Mm-hmm. And then we abandoned it. We let Lee Johnson spend with absolute reckless abandon. Oh, sorry. Now we need to shed salary again. So there's yeah. we've been in our consolidation era without truly consolidating, and now I feel like we have to get it right. We have to with Liam Manning. We have to take a longer term view, what he wants, the kind of player he wants, what kind of team we want to be. And I'm going to go off on a quick tangent here because I've got a gripe.
Get it off your chest.
For me, that like this highlights who Bristol City are as a team and as a club right now. Last week against QPR, we had a commemorative jersey mm-hmm. that we... I live in North America because I call them jerseys now.
Oh, jerseys now. You're a jersey guy.
Yeah. I'm so Canadian. it was a 50th anniversary shirt. It was awesome. It was really minimal. A bit of a shame that O'Neill's make it because O'Neill's are god-awful, but fine. Mm-hmm. And they said it was limited edition. It sold out within like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So then they said, oh, we have more demand than we were expecting. We're going to do another limited run. And... so you've got thousands upon thousands of people that are trying to buy this thing, trying to put money into the club. And the club's going, yeah, we're not going to bother. We're going to do a limited run. And maybe it's logistics. But in which case, say to us, pre-order it, give us your money, and you'll get it by this date latest. You know, these are the issues. But they don't. They just go a limited run, and then people miss out. And it's... awesome. It's a mess, and it is literally
some old school marketing bullshit. Like, right. You know what I mean? We're going to create demand. Just give me the money. Let me give you my money.
Right. Like, all I want to do is give you that cash in exchange for this garment. Allow me to do so, please. And I'm like, why are we trying to? What to what end are we making this limited edition?
Mm-hmm.
Not like mm-hmm. nobody but Bristol City fans are ever going to give a shit about this jersey.
Ever. And it's not, it's going to go out of date, is it? You can just have them sat there in the club shop for as long as you like. They'll be done by Christmas. Just buy a few thousand of them.
Right. Like, what are they expecting? At some stage, they're going to be in Sotheby's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're going to be auctioning them off for 25 grand. No. Someone's going to put it in their wardrobe for the rest of their lives.
I've got many old Sheffield Wednesday shirts. Yeah. Let me add it to my green and lime, purple and lime kit from 1980s, whatever. You know what I mean? Let me do that.
Right. Let me add it to literally this box. This box is full of that kind of crap. Let me add it.
And just so you can get somebody around your house and go, you see this? Took me ages to get this, and then put it back in the drawer. I know that feeling. I know that one. But listen, I can't let you go, Dan, without talking about your chairman, because obviously our chairman is very much a point of chagrin with our fans. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To put it lightly, mm-hmm. we've now got protests happening. It looks like there's going to be one before our game with yourselves. But I've always admired from afar what Steve Lansdowne's done for the infrastructure of your club, from where you've gone and where you've been. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to round this off before I trouble you for a prediction, to sort of, you know, to tell me the great things that he did and some of the learning processes he's been through.
Well, learning, I don't honestly think he's done much, because he makes...
Well, has he had to? Because he's dropped a lot right, to be fair, as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, he spent a fortune on his team. He spent a fortune on the club. For what he's done for the club, you cannot fault him. He has kept us floating for 20 years. But that's it. Our head's just been above the surface. And we, as fans, we want progression. Now, like, the woe is me act is not going to work for the fans of certain teams whose clubs literally don't exist anymore. And I'm super grateful to the Lansdowne's for that. I think we covered, last time I was on the show, that John Lansdowne once held a door open for me. So that goes a long way, you know.
Ergo, you're the daddy now, right? So that means you're higher up in the social standing than he is, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I basically own the club. I don't know. I'm not sure what legal footing I've got there, but I can take it.
But if somebody had videoed it on their phone, you would then be able to...
I've got text messages. Right? I text about 10 people to tell them. If that's not... That's science. That's just proof.
Can't argue with the law, mate. Can't argue with the law.
You can't. You can't. Possession's 9/10 of the law. Some such shit.
So jot that down.
Right. But yeah, like in terms of infrastructure, the stadium looks great. The training ground looks great. It is just the same mistakes time and time again in terms of, you know, if you hire Nigel Pearson, don't be surprised when Nigel Pearson is Nigel Pearson.
And plays Nigel Pearson.
He's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Like, he's not just going to fall in line with every single thing you say if he doesn't agree. So you're in a catch 22. Do you want somebody who does? Or do you want somebody who can find the middle ground between Nigel Pearson and just the absolute yes man? So it's difficult. The turnover of players has been high, but we have traded pretty well. Like our fans get livid when we sell our academy products. You know, Alex Smith.
But you've got a hell of an academy there. There's some the last one that went.
Yeah, to Bournemouth. A Bournemouth of all teams as well. Like no disrespect, but you know, I lived in Bournemouth for 8 years. When we first moved there on, I was a 10-year-old. They were outside, the players were outside with collection buckets to keep the club afloat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, for them to go from that to stealing all of our academy products,
you said steal. They paid you something like 20 million quid for him, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a robbery. It's a robbery.
Alex Scott is just an incredible footballer for championship level. Just so to lose him. With that said, I think Pearson's recruitment in the summer to replace him was reasonably good. Like Jason Knight has fitted him really, really nicely. He looks like a player. Taylor Gardner-Hickman has positively contributed as well. Mm-hmm. So I do think that softened that particular blow. But yeah, the fans always blame the Lansdownes when we sell our academy products. And it's like the place we are right now, that's what the academy is for.
It's kind of what it is. It's like, you know, it's like growing your own stock to sell, isn't it, essentially?
Right, exactly. And the last real time before this wave was the team from about 2001 to 2004-05, where we had Tommy Docherty, Lewis Carey, Matt Hill, Danny Coles, Joe Burnell, like just a slew of players that had come from our academy. And we could have sold quite a few of those for decent profits for the time, but we stuck with them and never got promotion with that team. They all, like pretty much to a man, we sold them on to a team in a division above us, but collectively they couldn't put it together. So you can see both sides of the argument. If you can get 25 mil for Alex Scott, then in our position, you have to take it. Maybe the next Alex Scott will be in a position to know we keep him. Like it's more money. It's worth more money for us to keep him and go for broke promotion wise rather than sell them off for 25, 30 mil. So,
But
the Lansdownes always get the blame for that stuff.
Boo on them. How do you think it's going to go then? Yeah. How do you think the game's going to go?
I think we'll win by the odd goal.
It's going to be, it's be not going to be a goal fest, is it? It's not going to be a 4-5 nil or a 6-6 all or something, is it? It's going to be a tight affair.
I think at some stage we'll look like we'll throw it away. I think it'll be one of those where we probably go two goals up. And then on the hour mark, you guys take over. We take an absolute battering, can't complete a pass. 80th minute, you score a goal. And then it's, you know, clinging on for the rest of the time. It's going to be one of them, I think.
Yeah, it was a ding-dong the last time we played. But anyway, listen, Dan, thanks a lot. I'll let you go back to your Canadian things. And I've just realised I've spoken to you now for about 25 minutes and I've not asked yet, what time is it there?
2:20.
2:20. Well, there you are. Now you know what time it is in Canada. Thanks a lot. See you later. Hello from the other
side. It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget. Snatching all 3 points. Back of the net. Le Bosch. Automate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.